Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/12/2021. It's one of those months where you get all the numbers crisscrossing looking the same, isn't it? Well, now, it's interesting, isn't it? Old Hawk said last night to the mighty men and women of valor, he said, if you be up there and if you want to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus on the planet, perhaps you should tickle the frequencies of the Three Gorges Dam and keep the Chinese busy for a while. Well, it's quite interesting because I was looking at Brother Quayle's alerts here, and he says the Three Gorges Dam update in the report today, he says the engineer reported 1,300 long cracks now and 200 cracks are leaking water. He said that it grows more serious by the hour. China will collapse internally and have to start again because all the big factories and power plants are downstream from the Three Gorges Dam, including the big shipyards, aerospace, and data centers. 500 million people are at risk below the dam, still raining upstream from the dam, with most of the manufacturing of China will be destroyed when dam breaks. The big question remains on the geopolitical consequences of the dam failure and the sudden shift of the water weight on various faults and plates. How will this sudden change affect Earth's spin and axis tilt? Well, now that's quite interesting because I'm going to tell you what. Somebody may have tickled that fault or some of those faults or those cracks. And the fact of the matter is, we will see about how that goes. But if we look at what Lord Jesus told us, then we would be looking at that already, and we're going to expect some of that. But now what I would say is this. We now have to wonder why Red China is trying to take over this country. Well, they know that if they lose the Three Gorges, which they cannot necessarily fix, that they had better try to take America and take it whole. What better way to do that than to buy the presidency, okay? And buy with bang-bangs and all kind of swallow-wells and all kind of, you know, people like that. Say maybe, oh, I don't know, 150, 200 members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. All kind of judges up and down the line, and then all kind of things where you're getting into and owning the Hollywood studios, the TV shows, the newspapers, the television stations all across America, corporations that are owning those and telling them what to do. And it's kind of interesting because I'll tell you, they could do a pop-pop or have the Iranians do it, you see, pop-pop, and put the lights out in America. Now, they could also do it cyber-wise. Did somebody take out the Chinese? Oh, I said the Chinese. Did somebody practice taking down a power grid? Did someone practice taking down a power grid? Now, I wonder if the power went out at Gitmo. But be that as it may, was it the Red Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians? Or was it the CIA or the No Such Agency or the MI6, somebody trying to take down the power grid, and they did. They took the power grid, the telephones, the internet, all down. Was that a test today? It may very well have been. So when we listen to what Lord Jesus has to say in Matthew 25, and which is the answer to Matthew 24, Luke 21, Jeremiah, Ezekiel 38, 39, all the different things, Daniel, all of the prophecies. So if we look at Matthew 25, as I've told you to do so many times, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and had trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. This is in the red letter edition, you know, or the things that Jesus has to say, okay? Red letters. King James. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now we can tell the seasons of different seasons, can we not? We don't know when he's coming, but we can tell the seasons based on what he told us in Matthew 24. And what he told us there is that we're in the beginning of sorrows. We're getting really started. Then he also said that, Pray ye your flight not be in winter or on the Sabbath day. Well, it's Shabbat right now, is it not? After sunset, right? I don't know the timing, but this thing with Cuba, I wonder if that's a test. Or is that a threat? Perhaps that's a threat to let old...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, got knocked off the air. Isn't that interesting? Old Hawks hit the right, the old nail right on the head. Just hit it right into the bullseye, okay? With the brand new, if somebody out there, I know somebody is looking, to somebody, in fact, somebody, they just told me they'd got them a, that they had got them a new, crossbow. So, anyway, we're hitting the nail right on the head, and then, of course, immediately after I come on here and tell you we're hitting the nail on the head, then the Skype and the stuff and all the crap goes back on, and then we come back up. So we're just going to stay right here for right now. And the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, what I told you earlier, if you did not hear it, is that you remember I said last night, I told the mighty men and women of valor that maybe it's time for them to tickle the frequencies that might tickle the Three Gorges Dam in China and keep the red Chinese busy for a change, since apparently, allegedly, they just stole the show for old Red China Joe, okay? And then, lo and behold, Brother Quayle has a report, an alert, Three Gorges Dam update the report. The engine reported 1,300 long cracks and 200 cracks are leaking water, and that this whole thing could take out China. Now, if that's going to be the case, the Chinese are going to need somewhere to go to, are they not? Pretty quick. That has infrastructure, that has factories, that has food, right? So did they, are they the ones? Are the red Chinese the ones today? And last night we also told you they have the loony balloons back up, the 30-foot long or 24 to 30-foot long platforms that are sitting up about 68,000 feet, vacuuming up all of your communications, all every frequency, every cell phone, every landline, every this, that, and the other, every sat phone, every internet, every Wi-Fi, every 5G, whatever it is. They are vacuuming up all the military intelligence. And then you got to remember that Obamanation of Desolation gave the Soviets, oh, they're not Soviet, gave the Russian Spetsnaz back a few years ago, gave them first-line hardware radios, NATO military-grade hardware radios, and all of the codes and all of the protocols, frequencies, etc. So then after that, all you got to do is just tune in, you see, and then you know what's going, and then all the other stuff that they can collect with their other items, and then with all of the people who are their inside boys and girls inside the intel agencies, inside the military, inside probably the White House now, because now you got a CIA, a director of the CIA, who was running the Carnegie thing, and they brought on the Red Chinese for big millions of dollars into going into the pockets of the old Carnegie, okay? Now, if you look here today, right now I'm looking at silver at $27.35, gold at $18.24.30. You ought to call old brother Steve Quayle up, see if he's got a little bit more for you to have him send it to you real quick-like. Now, Steve would be the first to tell you, make sure that you're totally prepared on your food, your water purification, your water storage, your warm combat boots and insulated clothing. Because if we're going to have us a little bit of a trouble here with maybe a mini ice cake under minimum, there's a good word for all the homeschoolers out there. Maybe some down there on the warm soul drive, if you know what I mean. And maybe some there on the Mars Hill in different places that might have the grandkids or something. Or maybe somebody in the Nut House. Or maybe somebody in Dunlap Highway who's got great. You know, that'll be a good study thing to look up the Maunder minimum, okay? And to look up how cold it got. You know, right before the founding of this nation, all right? And now we may be coming around the cycle on the same thing. And then I also see last night I saw the fact that, oh, isn't it interesting that we're now detecting a maybe a Goldilocks planet signals, Goldilocks planet signals from our nearest neighbor in Alpha Centauri, about 4.7 light years away. Or, you know, just a little bit by step on the button of one of the go-past spaceships we got, and you go pop, pop, and you're there, brother, let me tell you. You can get up there and load your thing up with all of your items that you want to get off the planet there. Maybe you're mining for palladium or platinum or iridium or whatever it is you might pour up there, or element 115, and then maybe you just put that back on, and you leave before you leave after lunch, and you come back before breakfast. That's called the quantum way, you know what I mean? You leave after lunch, but you come back before the breakfast, before you had the lunch for when you left, okay? That's the way the quantum world works. Quantum mechanics would be another good lesson for all the kids. You could read it to them, even the small ones, you could talk to them about it, and you could give examples about how that might work. Now, why do I do that? Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of children out here who are not able to go to school, and it's up to us, and, you know, sometimes my language isn't always the best, but I'll tell you what, I think about all the kids out there. I know some that are in there, and I try to always provide whenever I can a lesson for them to read or for the parents to look into. There's another one some people already know about, but for those others out there, ask them to find out about what the Fibonacci spiral is, the Fibonacci spiral. Or maybe, let's say, the golden mean art. All right? Anyway, let me get back to what I was talking about. So here we go. Are the Red Chinese figuring that the Three Gorges Dam may get taken out? Are they going to take the power grid out in the United States with the cyber, or to take it out with getting the 9 key power substations with conventional weapons or demolition, all right? Or just like a few years back when we documented them shooting out the Transformers with the 762, the 39, 8K, and draining the oil out and knocking out a power key power substation in California. Remember all of that? Well, anyway, Brother Steve Quayle would tell you, if you got all of your regular preps done, then he'd be glad to sell you a little gold and a little silver and get as much as you can. You might want to get some platinum palladium, too, if you think about it. If you had a little platinum palladium, you might be able to hawk that to somebody who's going to do cold fusion, which obviously now the Pais effect, the Pais effects and all of the cold fusion aspects and other types of fusion. You know, probably 15 years ago, I was talking to you about eDARPA, wasn't I? eDARPA, Energy DARPA, and how they had already, you know, the cold fusion had already been done by Fonz and Fleischmann, and then it had gone to other places, other countries in the world. But that eDARPA was also perfecting a hot fusion, that they could do something with that and invest maybe $250,000 you could invest and it would run entire cities or a region in perpetuity for $250,000. With the eDARPA stuff, that is going on. But with the cold fusion, you can do something and then probably make with that and other and zero-point energy devices, you could probably fit a device onto a house for maybe $20,000-$30,000 and run the household forever, okay? That's how the kind of thing is. Old Nikola Tesla knew what he was talking about on a lot of that stuff. And what's kind of interesting is I know somebody who, as a high school student, was an expert on Tesla and was doing big-time Tesla experiments. And they were so good and were hitting a nail on the head in their stuff that a certain very famous nuclear physicist came to visit them, you know? Somebody who worked for the United States government, you see? Dr. Edwin Teller, all right? Came to a high school to see a young person who was doing experiments for science classes, and then he even came to a graduation later. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Brother Quayle says if Christians are to survive, they must leave the church and form small Christian collectives. SQ says it's on his site, stevequayle.com, and that's where you can go and contact him, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840 or Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com. And you tell old Steve or Tyler, if you get Tyler, his son, or you get Daryl, his good manager, or anybody else in the office, you tell them old Hawk sent you, and to get them some gold or silver or whatever it is they want, rickety split. They also have available, you can get night vision and different stuff from them and ask them what other things they've got in the prep department that they can take care of you on. But one of the key things is knowledge and understanding and information, and you need to get the different books that Steve has available and the different DVDs and videos and what have you. Is terminated. The End of Man is Here. You can click on that. All the other books and all the other things. Empire Beneath the Ice. One of the most uplifting books, of course, would be the one that Steve says is probably the last book he'll write. Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. Incredible book. All right? But for the kids and people like that, get them the giant stuff. Get them interested in the giant's book. Or, you know, in the different videos and stuff that Steve talks about and shows you the different things, you know, all about the giants and the Anunnaki or the Nephilim and them coming back and all of that. Now, kind of interesting, at least the defense for Trump was a little better today. I'll just touch on that. But I'm going to tell you, the answer to the problems we got now are not necessarily going to be answers we'll find in the political systems or in political, the ballot box or the soapbox. The answer is not necessarily in the cartridge box, but you're going to need a whole lot of those cartridges to protect yourself, your family, your way of life, your religion, your food, water, and all of the things, and your lamp oil and wicks and your lamps. And when the Lord Jesus says lamp oil, that's not a bad thing to have. Get you some Dietz lanterns, you know, the big nice Jupiters or different ones with the different names they got for them. Or the Petromax. Petromax will use lamp oil, kerosene, also use unleaded gasoline, but you got to use it outside if you use that. So be careful. Hawk told you to use it outside the Petromax. But the Dietz lantern, and I like lamp oil that you can put in it. But you can burn different things in them as well. Kerosene, I like the lamp oil. And years ago from Sportsman Guide, I got a good deal and I bought enough. And what you need to do is to take the lamp and figure out how many hours of burn time are in there and how much you need to get that number of hours. And then calculate out how much you're going to need for a year's supply of lighting or 2 years supply of lighting. For one, just one lamp, and then you multiply that times how many of those lamps you got. You might also want to look into getting 120-hour candles for the same reason, okay? And any other things you can do to get lights. Because if the power grid goes off, and maybe some other things start to happen, maybe you don't have as much sunlight as you once had. So you're going to need to be able to see, okay? And that is one thing the Lord Jesus is specifically telling about is the lamp and the lamp oil. I would get some. Wouldn't you? Oh, you already got it. Okay, Hawk says you already got it. That's good. But anyway, you can also go to the Q Files Exploring the Universe 2.0. It says Steve's weekly podcast. You subscribe to it. Go to stevequayle.com and click on that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting to be extremely interesting. Joe Biden is leading on behalf of the Red Chinese now. They're killing jobs everywhere, thousands of them. They're going to kill more of them. Oil in the plains here, in the plain states, in the center of the country. Barrel oil has gone up a lot of money, gone up around 80 bucks. Gasoline is starting to go up. That means inputs for farmers and for truckers and all kind of things are going to go up. Your car is going to go up to try to get to whatever work you still have got. And the fact of the matter is old Trump had the lowest unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, women, youth unemployment, black youth unemployment, the lowest that it had ever been, okay? The raise in terms of annual salary, annual income was up about $6,000 per family. About $6,000 per family. And now it's going back down the other way. Red China Joe stole the show and he's going to enter into the New World Order, don't you know? And they paid him the money. So all I can tell you is stop joining stuff. Don't join anything. Get off the Facebook. Get off of the Twitter bird. Go to somewhere smaller if you like. And then start to work out the stuff locally as best you can. Stay on the internet, of course. You can listen to me here. I'll be up here as long as I can be up. All right? And having done the show when I was almost blind, you know, and couldn't see, you can understand how that would not be something for me to not do. Not that I wouldn't want to take a night off once in a while. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, and let me see if I can pull that up. I found it last night after I went off the air. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay, let me see. I was going to going to tell you about this guy, okay? And it came out today that there was quite a bit of pre-planning, wasn't there? Quite a bit of pre-planning, right, in terms of the Capitol riots. And, you know, I heard somebody say today that it wasn't an insurrection. If there was, and if there had been a lot of guns there, they might have been able to do it, all right? So now, okay, well, I can't bring that up because they've knocked me off the Internet again, I see. Okay, well, there you go. I was going to bring that up. I can't bring it up, so there you are. Well, anyway, there's a guy, I believe his name is Caldwell, and we had the FBI allegedly had Terrio, the head guy of the Proud Boys, in their pocket. Remember how years ago I said, you know, it just seems like it's weird that the Proud Boys and the Antifa are fighting each other in Portland and Seattle and all these places. It seems like almost both of the sides are getting organized to do different stuff. They always show up at the same time and what have you, right? So in terms of that, it's just kind of wild in terms of what I'm trying to say is that they had him, okay? Now, apparently they had others. And a former FBI official who was a Navy veteran is a key figure in the January 6th riot, prosecutors allege. Former U.S. Navy intelligence officer, and this is from the Washington Post story, by the way. It was about a day ago, all right? Former U.S. Navy intelligence officer and FBI official. FBI official from Virginia has emerged as a key figure in the federal investigation of the January 6th Capitol breach. As U.S. prosecutors alleged Thursday that he organized a group of trained fighters and was in contact with self-styled militia groups, including the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and Three Percenters. So here we have a guy, a U.S. Naval Intelligence officer, former, and an FBI official who is allegedly trying to run games with the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the Three Percenters. Not that everybody in those organizations is bad, but let me just tell you. In asking a federal judge to detain Thomas Edward Caldwell, 66, notice the three names, that's the three-name subject, you know, the three names like Lee Harvey Oswald, you see, Thomas Edward Caldwell. In asking a federal judge to detain Thomas Edward Caldwell, 66, pending trial, prosecutors revealed some of the most explicit evidence to date of discussions allegedly indicating coordination planning among groups under the scrutiny for assault on Congress that left one police officer, four others dead, and delayed the confirmation of President Biden's victory. His stolen victory. Okay, now, so what we're trying to tell you is you got a naval intelligence officer who's working for the FBI, okay? Alleged Caldwell used his military and law enforcement background to plan violence, including possible snipers and weapons stashed on a boat along the Potomac River weeks ahead of the Capitol insurrection. So they say, Caldwell of Berryville, Virginia, is charged on counts of conspiracy, obstructing an official proceeding, trespassing, destruction of government property, and aiding and abetting. Oath Keeper founder Stuart Rhodes identified as person one by prosecutors in a document charging Caldwell called on members of the group to stand tall in support of President Trump on January 6th. Prosecutors say that Caldwell responded. He had been cooperating with Oath Keeper. No, not cooperating. He had been coordinating. Coordinating. Now, see, he's an FBI official, okay? In other words, he's a secret chief FBI, maybe did five, maybe not, maybe they fired him a while back, but he really still in. Maybe he really works for the CIA, but they said he worked for the FBI, okay? I know how this works. I know guys like that. I know guys back from the days. you know, like number three, so let's say in a small Ohio college, and they were the number three man in the SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, you know, real radical types. And all the while, they thought they worked for the FBI, and they were rioting and doing this and the other, and organizing and coordinating riots and protests, you know? COINTELPRO. But then it turned out he found out he really worked for the CIA. And they taught him how to become the shooter in a two-man archer team, you know? Anyway, I know people like that. So anyway, Caldwell had been coordinating. That means he's directing. How many times have we seen the criminal FBI? The FBI are the crooks now. The FBI are the ones that did the coup d'etat attempt with the CIA, with Brennan, with Clapper, with Comey, with Rosenstein, with Strzok, with Page, Prosobiec, who knows, maybe so, maybe not, Baker, allegedly, the Orrs, allegedly, all of these people, allegedly, are the ones that did the coup d'etat, and then William B. Barr covered it up just like he did in the Arkansas years ago in Operation Sinclair Rose when he shut it all down, when he shut down the dope going into Arkansas. When he shut down the money laundering and all of the things and the gun running to the Contras out of the Clintons, Arkansas, and he shut it all down. You want to read about that sometime? You get a hold of it. Probably is one still available somewhere. You get the book Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reed and John Cummings. It's a spy book, SPI book, Compromised. Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. You want to get another one on that same course of action there? This one was also spy books. It's by a guy named Rutan, wrote it. It's called The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush. The Untold Story of America's Greatest Financial Debacle, okay? And there's others. You want to go into all of this stuff and you want to really learn some stuff, then read, the politics of heroin in Southeast Asia, you know, stuff like that. See who runs the show. But I'm going to tell you, don't get caught watching the paint dry. You need to be preparing as best you can, as much as you can. You know, there's things to do for lighting if there is solar available. For about $180, $190, whatever it is, you can go to Harbor Freight, you can get the 100-watt. A solar that's a portable deal where you stand it up and you angle it, and then you got all the cords and a small charge controller and stuff to connect it up, and connect it up to a couple 12-volt lights, and then also you can charge a battery, charge whatever you, and you can get a smaller, like a 30 or 40 amp hour battery from Harbor Freight for not too much, and you can charge that up in a day's time, and off of that you can run a lamp or two here and there. If you get the hex connection where you put five of those basic things together, that would be like about $180 times five. Let's just say it's 200 with the shipping or whatever it is. I don't know. You can go out and buy them at the Harbor Freights. But if you add five of those times 200, it'd be $1,000. And then if you put a little bit more and a little bit bigger charge controller, and then you bought some RV, marine, deep cycle type batteries, or old golf cart batteries, and you hook them all up, and you get a few of them going. For not much money, you could run some lamps, a refrigerator freezer. You could alternate that at different times. You see, you could run it for a certain time, keep insulation over it, and then you could run that and run it down to the actual freezer for a while if you had another one. Or maybe you got two refrigerators with a freezer on the top or bottom, okay? You could have a little something where you could charge lithium-ion batteries to run your hand tools. Or you get like one of the lithium-ion battery chainsaws, okay? If you got that, then you can cut wood. You can cut wood, you can have shelter, you can have firewood, all right? And incidentally, you can stack firewood up pretty high and then crisscross it behind there and, you know, make the way they used to do the cords and stuff. And that will stop a bullet. You know, it will give you a little protection. That can be a workable wall to hide behind where you got a little bit of cover. All right. So that's not too hard to do. Then if you get some Dietz lanterns and some lamp oil and some 120-hour candles, then you got lighting and you got some stuff going on. You could also play, you know, your computer, and if you had some, you know, DVDs or CDs, or you had a CD-DVD player, then you could actually run that and show it on a TV or show it on your computer, couldn't you? And you'd have a little bit of entertainment, wouldn't you? So anyway, this guy, this Caldwell, he says, prosecutors say Caldwell responded. He had been coordinating with the Oak Keepers since the week after the election, prosecutors allege, when he hosted members at his Virginia home for a pro-Trump protest that turned violent. Next time, and there will be a next time, we will have learned and we will be stronger, he messaged others afterward, according to the court documents. I think there will be real violence for us all, all of us next time. I'm already working on the D.C. op. So this is the guy, of Caldwell, all right, who allegedly is organizing and coordinating and infiltrating into the Proud Boys, into the, apparently into the Oath Keepers, and also into some of the three percenters. Now you can read all the rest of this story. And it says, Associate Oath Keepers had a chat group on the encrypted app Signal to prepare for January 6th. According to prosecutors, while three percenters met on Zoom. And they were working with, I guess, this guy Caldwell. So who's he working for? FBI. Remember, John Travolta played in the thing, you know, about the FBI Dep 5, you know, where they hacked into the big thing, remember, and took all the money, and then they used that to go kill terrorists. And it was the Black Sept group and all that stuff. Remember all that stuff? It's a movie, pretty hot movie. Anyway. After the November protest, this Caldwell guy allegedly suggested that in its next D.C. foray for the group, that they organize in a four-man team with snipers and getaway drivers, according to messages, including in the filing, Thursday filing in the court there. According to the court filing, he suggested stashing heavy weapons in a boat on the Potomac. He shopped online for a surgical steel tomahawk axe and a concealed firearm built to look like a cell phone. Anybody who's listened to this show long enough knows that somebody tried to employ one of those against the old hawk, a red Chinese type who was at the door at 2:30 a.m. in the morning. We had a real nice expensive sport jacket on and real nice English or Italian shoes. But the Lord Jesus told me, don't look at his eyes, look at his hand. And when I saw something that looked like a cell phone and the way it was holding, I knew it was either a gun, which allegedly they had 22 long rifle shooters for the Chinese intelligence, or it was one of the zappers, like a 500,000-watt zapper. Then if I'd opened the door, it'd been, I got old hawk, you see. But instead, I had the old Glockenspiel, and I told him through the door. And he's talking sing-song. Oh, yo, God, help me, pray, help me. Okay? I said, you better get off my porch. I'm going to ventilate you through the door. He savvied English real quick and jumped about 10 feet back, took off running down the street to a cul-de-sac, a little turnaround, where the black SUV with the guy smoking a cigarette was there. The exhaust was on, and I was out another exit, you see, and hiding in the bushes behind a certain wall and such. And I had my golf club was called the driver. It was a driver. It would go long range on a driver, you know, on a golf course. And I could see him down there, and he ran down there and talked to the guy at the driver's window. Then he went and scooted around the back, got in. They got in the car, and then, whoa, that guy hit the nitrous or hit the supercharger or the pro charger, whatever he had on that thing, that SUV is probably a big Chevy Tahoe or Suburban. And by the time he got up the hill, like in a block, he was doing 75 miles an hour. And I just had the old driver was just, I had the driver just kind of tracking him. All right? And that's after I did the show about the Red Chinese Leaf family. So we've been on these people for a long time. We also told you about how about 205, 206, that the Red Chinese Biological Weapons Team were spotted in Berea, Kentucky, where they have all of the big caves, you know? And they have bats in the caves. And then we talked about how the old river pirate just happened to be on vacation. The Lord put him in a good spot, you see? And then, you see, he goes into the motel after he gives the hard look to the Chinese guys out in the white van, no windows, with all the guys inside with the khaki pants and the T-shirts, and they're giving them little sack lunches from McDonald's or whatever, while the officers are out front wearing surf shop gear from California and places like that, probably a little Ron John or something like that. But the real old-time boys remember the bird. Bird is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Everybody knows that the bird is a word. Bird was a shaper of boards and famous for shaping some of the better surfboards. Anyway. Now, that is just getting to be real interesting. All of the stuff, isn't it? And when we saw that this guy spotted the old river pirate, and by the time the river pirate got up on the second floor of this old motel there, Berea's got a nice little motel section and restaurant section there off the interstate as you go north. And the security boy, the kung fu master for the Chinese military down there, just happened to be up there right, you know, 20, 30 feet down from where the room they were going. In other words, he knew which room they were going to go into. And so the old river pirate told his wife to go in the door and said, I'll handle this piece of crap right over here. And then at that point, the kung fu man didn't want no part of the guy, all right? Decided maybe there was a little something in his eye that he didn't want to part with, okay, or play with. So, but then the next day, as the river pirate and his spouse go back home, they're traveling somewhere to go home, they catch an upper respiratory ailment that they threw the river pirate into the hospital, okay, and caused all kind of problem. They had this stuff for about 2-3 months. That also was a time period when Brother Quail had an upper respiratory infection that lasted him 3-5 months. And then it was going all over the United States, okay? And now we know that old Fauci allegedly gave him $3.1 million to the Wuhan lab, to the bat man and the bat lady. Allegedly to put the HIV virus or portion of it on there to make it easy to catch. And now they want to give you this vaccine, this allegedly an mRNA vaccine, which both companies, Pfizer and Moderna, allegedly in their notes say, is still under the trial period and it's not fully done. And that what they're doing with that, and I got some very interesting information, I can't divulge who I got it from, but because there's some telltale of if I told you the whole story, read the letter. But the fact is that somebody has told somebody who's a doctor was told not to get it by somebody in his family, okay, who works for a high-level research grouping, all right, and said this thing is a operating system. It is not a vaccine because it gives you no specific immunity against the thing that you're trying to do. What it does is to try to get your system, your immune system in your body to recognize the spiky protein the next time, okay, that it encounters it, and then to ramp up the defense against it. What it's doing, it actually, I believe, creates the cytokine storm, which is severe inflammation, okay? Supposedly to fight it, but when you get the cytokine storm, then that sometimes starts to fight other parts of the body and the good cells. And hence we have problems like with doctors down in Miami, perfectly fit, high quality, high end doctors getting the shot, and bingo, within a few days, they don't have any blood platelets. And now there's this weirdo blood disease. So this doctor was told by a relative, do not get the thing. And now he's already ready to go for some appointment for it in some state. I don't know, maybe it was a state out west or wherever it was, or maybe it was out east, or maybe it was north, maybe it was south. I don't know. Maybe it was in a foreign country, maybe like in Europe, maybe in England. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, the doctor's got a problem and a question mark now. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We told you about that, and we also told you about, I think it was 2007, that there was a new disease in the bat, the white nose syndrome in the bats in the caves in the United States. They were dying everywhere. Well, the Red Chinese have been working all of these stuff and working all these stuff in the United States in caves, collecting samples. They were working them over in there in China. So I'm going to tell you, when they try to come and kill everybody and they give millions of people the stuff in the world, and now you got Red China Joe rejoining the WHO, and the WHO says, oh, this was just a bat bit the polecat. There's no bioweapon here. No, they didn't release it back in October. And then when they turned the 5G on to juice it all up and to get it rolling, no, they didn't do that in China, even though those in the know, don't you know? We were over there when that stuff was turned on, said that the 5G was so strong you could feel the hairs on your neck go up and you could just feel the air sizzling. And then that's the climate that it went into. This show we've done and punched above our weight for quite some time. I told you about the loonies last night, the loony balloons again. They're up there, a lot of them. The Chinese have put a lot of them up there. And NSA, if you're seeing them, or the boys out there in, you know, in Colorado Springs, you know, by the Broadmoor, you know. Good hotel if you're ever out in that area. Check that Broadmoor out sometime. You can afford to stay in it. I once used it in the old days, could afford to stay in it. I stayed one or two nights. But anyway, that area, you see, by the Broadmoor is where the big underground base is out there, right? And if you guys are looking at all the things and all the spacecraft up there, then you ought to be seeing these Red Chinese Google balloon and Looney balloons. And let me tell you something. Google's already said they've dropped the program last month. You guys probably aren't up on that. And so if you got them up there, maybe you ought to send a little something up there and take a few of them out, because they're doing command and control over the United States right now. And if the Red Chinese are the one, are you hearing me out there, you 30 piece of silver piece of crap? Run it out up the line, because I'm going to tell you, if the Red Chinese practiced on the Cubans today, then they may be getting ready to drop it down on the United States. And if the power grid goes down in the United States and it will not get back up, the soonest you could get it back up would be 18 months. And you want to know what? You know where most of the big equipment and transformers and the big electrical substation equipment and all the stuff is made? Most of it's made in China, or in Germany or Switzerland, right? Only a little bit of that's been stockpiled in the United States. Not much. So if you've got 1 year, and read the book, 1 second after, William R. Forstin. It's a forged book, F-O-R-G-E. William R. Forstin, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, 1 second after you haven't read it, then get it and read it. It's a quick read, and then you'll say, oh, my God. You'll say, OMG. Well, let me tell you something. The best defense and the first line of preparation is to get on your knees and repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And once you do that, and if you're sincere, you'll start to feel it, and you'll say, oh, man, and he'll start to wash you clean. No matter how deep in the hole you think you are, no matter how bent up you are, how backslid you are, or no matter whether you've never come to know him in the past at all, and you've done so many things. Give it a chance. What do you got to lose? Well, let me tell you something. You can go down in the fiery furnace, and you can burn in a plasma fire for the rest of your life. Or you can take a chance. Take a chance. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you lose your life on this planet, you'll be in heaven with him. And if you're living here and you're still alive, then ask him, Lord, when you start to feel him working on you and cleaning you up and you know, taking the dirty windows of the old factory and washing them down and washing the years and years and years up, and you can start to see stuff out the window again. And you say, my, oh, my, oh, Lord, thank you. Then you, if you've got it, you tell him, Lord, where do you need me on the line to stand for you on your behalf against your enemies, Lord Jesus? Or if you're not inclined to be like that, you say, Lord, where is the best place that I can take my family for sanctuary, for true sanctuary, Lord Jesus? And then listen to what they got to say. You want to keep old Hawk on the air striking blows against the Luciferians and they're trying to tell you the truth and they're trying to give you the real deal so you can stay in this game and endure it till the end, as Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew 24. And he's giving you marvelous gifts. Go read John 14. Read it to your family tonight. Read John 14 to them. Just read it to them, even the kids. Just make them say, hey, sit down. We're going to read this before we eat pizza tonight or eat the popcorn tonight or whatever we're going to do before we watch the movie so that you can get this and understand what mommy or daddy's trying to tell you. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? Anything is most welcome and needed. Better reserve notes, FRNs. A little bit of metal, check. Send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you what, you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. So read about this. Read about this guy Caldwell. The name of the story is FBI official and Navy veteran is key figure in January 6th riot, prosecutors allege. So is that another one of these things where the FBI runs the groups? You can go on down and read a lot more about it, his so-called death list and all the different stuff and all the kind of things. And he said, here's what he says. Prosecutors say it's relevant whether Caldwell personally breached the building. Like any coach on the sideline, Caldwell was just as responsible as his players on the field for achieving what he viewed as a victory that day, they wrote. Okay. So anyway, read all about it, because it looks like the FBI, once again, has done the COINTELPRO stuff, had a COINTELPRO stuff, and by golly, that's the key. Let's see, I'm getting all kind of stuff now because I've gotten back up on this. Let's see here. We got no. Greg E. was not one of the MMVs. Okay. Greg E. had other. Greg E. was awesome, but he wasn't in that particular group. I was just answering somebody who asked that question. Greg Evenson was the real deal, however. Incredible. And he may have been involved in some off-planet stuff prior to some of the more recent developments of spacecraft and that kind of stuff. He may have been in some older stuff or in a different parallel track or group. Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, all I know is this. You better prepare. You better keep going. And you better keep things starting to be more local. Get off these doggone Twitter birds and get off the doggone Facebook. I don't care if your family gets to hear from you and you get to trade the pictures, little kids. Send them a picture through a regular email. Or you want to know what? Write them a letter. Call them on the telephone. You can still talk. You want some privacy? Then you get, everybody gets the same book. You get two people get the book and you develop a book code. All right? Or you get one-time pads. In other words, one-time code that's based upon something else. Use it once, and you go somewhere else. Don't go into there, Luciferian, knifed out of fight. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high technology. It looks like you already tickled the three gorgeous dams. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Old Mickey LaPua, you're an ace. You're an ace. 338 goes a long way. Stay on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze that trigger. And for all the good ones out there, the old Mars Hill gang, the old Nut House, the Dunlap kids, and all the different places. And may the Lord Jesus touch our friend Ronald up in New York and restore him to health after removing the lump. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Road and track, y'all be good. Watch you do 10 push-ups right now.